We're talking with Wayne Doe today from the Doe family, and they're a country gospel band, I guess you could say?
Yeah, we primarily have been a gospel group, mm-hmm. sing country, bluegrass style music.
Okay, country and bluegrass, so it's kind of a combination of the two.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. And you're located in Bromhead, Saskatchewan?
Yeah, that's a very small community out here in the southern part of the province. We're about 14 miles from the U.S. border.
Wow, well, that sounds like a nice place to live.
Well, it is. We've had a very extraordinary year here. More rain than has ever been recorded here in history. So.
Yeah, I think we had that too.
Did you? Yeah, I heard about that. I heard there was flooding in Sherbrooke.
Yeah, yeah, a bit of flooding and in, I guess, quite a few different places there. So it's pretty unusual for this time of the year.
Yeah.
Now, your band, it's a family band?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, you and your wife, Kathy, and your children, any son-in-laws or daughter-in-laws? Or?
Yeah, we've got four children, two boys, two girls, and both the boys are married, and their wives, when they came along, they jumped right in with us. One plays the violin and piano, and the other one plays the drums and does backup singing.
Okay, that's nice. So it's you don't just sing, you have some musical instruments, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Now, I was reading your Norwegian descent.
Yeah.
And there's been music in your family, I guess, from your ancestors from the 1900s. So tell us about that.
Well, that actually is on my wife's side.
Okay.
Both her and I are of Norwegian background. And I think you could go back, at least four or five generations that we know of, where there's been people in the family that do an awful lot of singing and playing. And so that happened when we got married and started having our kids. It was just a natural thing for her to just be spending time with them singing, and eventually start picking up instruments and doing that sort of thing. So started
That's really
at a very,
nice.
Very young age.
Yeah, so your kids kind of grew up with music all around them, so it was a really happy, positive atmosphere, so they got into it, I guess.
It was, yeah. Yeah. They remember it from a very young age, just being in music all the time.
Okay, and when did you start to make a group?
Well, the very first time that we got up in public as a group mm-hmm. and sang was in 1989, and our youngest daughter was at that time almost 2 years old.
Okay.
And it was at a United Way telethon here in Estevan, and
mm-hmm.
We actually have a little bit of video of that, so it's kind of cool to look back on that.
Okay, so your youngest daughter was around two at the time.
About that, yeah, and... Mm-hmm. Mind you, she didn't do a lot of singing. Her biggest interest at that point was watching herself on the monitor.
I can imagine. Did you enter any talent contests, anything like that?
No, we never did that. We
mm-hmm.
we would sing wherever we could. A lot of care homes, hospitals, churches, things like that around the area. We sang a lot throughout their young years.
Okay, now we're playing your tune right now, Never Too Far, and I just fell in love with that song as soon as I heard it, so it's really a nice song. It's kind of a tearjerker, too. So tell us about the making of the song, and I believe you have the CD with the same name, Never Too Far?
Yeah, we titled the CD, I guess it's the title track on our newest CD. The song is kind of interesting. Our oldest daughter was playing hockey, and it was her last year playing, and actually, I think it happened a year after she'd got out of hockey. She met her previous hockey coach
mm-hmm.
on the street one day, and they were talking. And he just expressed to her how having his kids leave home was a lot harder than he thought it would be,
mm-hmm.
and how time had went by so fast. And he said to her, "You should write a song about that." And she said to him that she didn't think she was really qualified to write a song about kids leaving home because she had never experienced anything like that. But anyway, as time went by, she started thinking about that song, and the song just came to her. You know, she believes it was like a divine thing that
mm-hmm.
happened there, and that she just started to write the song down. And yeah, it's touched a lot of people.
It has touched a lot of people. So that's your oldest daughter. Do you write all your own songs?
Not all of our own songs. We probably about a third to half of the songs that we do are our own, and then the rest are other songs. songs that we've heard along the way or, you know, picked mm-hmm. up.
Okay. Now, you have more than one CD?
We have five CDs
wow.
and one DVD.
Five CDs and one DVD.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, this was our first, all our other recordings have been done here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And this one we went to Nashville.
Okay.
And so that was kind of a neat experience.
Yeah. Well. Was that the first time that the family went to Nashville?
Yeah, that was the first time we had all been down there. My wife and I had been there a couple times before.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was really educational, exciting. We were really happy with the way it turned out.
Oh, great. I imagine it would be, too. So you have, I was looking at your schedule, lots of different places that you'll be singing this summer coming up.
Yeah, we've had a busy, well, June has been real busy, July's real busy, and part of August so far. So things keep coming in. We've been a couple times out to Sherbrooke now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
This last spring we were in the Maritimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really busy and touring too, I guess.
Yeah.
Good. So you have a great website. It's www.thedoefamily. And I just want to add that your last name is spelled D-A-E-E?
Two A's and one E. D-A-A-E.
D-A-A-E.
Yeah, it's okay. The pronunciation a long time ago, it would have been much easier to just start saying day, because mm-hmm. that sounds much closer than doe. But that's the way it's been pronounced for years in our family, and so we've kept it that way.
Oh, for certain.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Great music, and definitely a must hear there. And now if somebody wants to buy the album, they can go to your website. And what about iTunes? And
That album isn't on iTunes yet.
Okay.
We do have some music on iTunes,
mm-hmm.
but that one isn't. But the best way to get the album itself is to go to our website, which is just thedoefamily.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they can purchase it there, and we'll mail it out. Thankfully, now the mail strike's over. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other plans coming up in the near future after the summer?
Well, we plan to go back down to Nashville within the next year again,
mm-hmm.
And record. We also plan to be out east into Quebec and the Maritimes, probably. We're thinking maybe next summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have an invitation to go to Scotland next May, so that's going to be kind of exciting.
Oh, very exciting. Lots of exciting things going on.
There's a lot of things going on, and this is our first time we've ever released a song to radio, and so it's a learning experience for us, and we really appreciate those of you that are spinning the song for us, and we hope it... is a positive thing for lots of people who get to listen to it.
Oh, I'm sure it is. We love it here. And anything else you wanted to add?
No, just thank you. Thank you to all the people that, you know, order the CD and call and or email us. We get lots of emails in regards to the song.
Oh, good.
And things like that. So, it's really encouraging when, as artists and I mean, I'm using that term fairly loosely for myself because I'm basically a bus driver sound man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really an artist. But it does encourage, you know, everybody when they hear back from people, you know, in regards to the songs that you put out. You hope that they, something that people enjoy or make a difference in their lives. So.
Oh, I'm sure it has, and it's great Canadian music. Well, we thank you very much, and all the best in the future.
Well, thank you very much. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Take care.
You know I love you. I Whenever life's unfair, you know I'll be there for you. Remember the things I taught you about.